collisions in it.
Copy that.
Can I get some soil from the intake? Both rocks look like they might be in the anorthosite class.
You'll be still open for a week.
Of rocks, it's just that it one is has the appearance of being a poor finer grain matrix. Looks like a porphyry in the boulder.
Yeah, and a reminder, if you photograph, remember that the photograph in the southwest quadrant there will be the best ones around the corner. On two sides there will be the best ones to show the structure through the whole rock.
Yes, sir. Oh, the southwest, south and west.
Roger.
South and west,
Roger.
Yeah. South and west is shade.
Well,
no, you mean the
south
and east.
Right, at the southwest base, or base is not quite south.
Okay, well, I've got a stereo. I'll just continue my stereo around here. Hey, Jack, you can get way under there, and I know you can get soil. I don't know how long it's been shadowed, but it's been shadowed as long as this rock's been here.
Okay, I'll do that.
Way out under there. I've got a stereo on this one.
I've already got it.
Well, I'm getting it from this way, and they like that.
Did we kick any dirt in under there?
No.
No.
I don't think so. We're way down in there. Let me get a couple after pictures. Yeah, we want to get two sides of these rocks, and you can see their structure. I got that, Gene.
Okay,
I took those. I took that stereo.
Okay, if I could remind you guys, you got a plan to go up here before you leave the high uphill area here. There's no point climbing up here twice, remember?
Yes, sir, Bob. How much time we got here now?
Stand by.
Okay, got your bag?
Okay, we got 12 or 13 minutes left of this day, unless you take that extra 10 minutes that we were offering you.
Let's take it, Bob. We gotta get the rake. Let's take it. We'll
okay.
Hey, let me drag it.
Okay.
That's the earth in the picture.
Get fine, Jim. I got under an east-west overhang about 20 centimeters. Way back. By the way, then it goes even farther, but that's about as far as I can reach back.
It's
to
an apple. It's an object. Okay, I copy that.
Message 500.
At 17, if you want to just take a minute, you might look up in the sky and notice that our camera's taking a beautiful picture of Mother Earth.
Isn't that pretty over there? Can you see the Massif too?
And we're coming down to look at the Massif. Got a beautiful picture of the Pacific there. It finally found it. Yeah, now we see the Massif.
Okay. And Bob, I took an after picture of where Jack just got that soil sample under the rock from, and I'm on 60.
Can I do that in a moment?
Yeah.
I'll set up for the rake.
Okay, I'll go up here and get a fan, Jack.
Okay, you get that fan. I didn't get that soil guy number 10, Jack.
We've been here 500.
Copy that.
We're 2 hours and 46 minutes into this EVA.
We're on a pretty good slope, you know. You betcha. And do I know it. Hey, Bob, how long have we been at this station?
You've been here about 40 minutes right now. Can you believe it?
That right? Yeah, is that already, Jack?
And, we're going to give you that extra 10 minutes out of station 4. Leaves you about 20 minutes, you have to be moving.
This band may be looking right smack in the side of the sea. The only way you can get it is to lean back, and I can't lean downhill.
Jack Schmidt taking a rake sample.
Hey, watch out for that crater behind you there, Gino.
I'm standing in the crater so I can get level.
Yeah, we see that.
Good pictures of Nancy it anyway, isn't it? I look out there and I'm not sure I really believe it all. Bob, my downside pictures on the rake were taken at F8. I'm sorry.
Okay, copy that, though. We'll take it into account.
This isn't an easy. Okay, I gotta get out of my shadow or I can't see what I'm doing. I'll be right down there to bag that rake for you. We gotta get it first. Man, I tell you, could you come downhill in a hurry? Going uphill is a nice job. Bob, I said we can meet our walk back constraints if anyone's interested.
Okay, I think it's all downhill from here.
Well, no, sir, not exactly.
You guys see the land where you're going to see the land.
Walk back and straight. Oh, no. Lem is over about three rises of the scarf before we can even see it.
Okay, I thought that might have happened.
You're looking now. I'm not even at a level of the last hill we came over.
Okay.
I don't know if you looked up that way.
Roger, we got a feeling for that. I'm just checking.
We can beat him, but I wouldn't stretch him.
Okay.
Not many small, wall-sized fragments in here, Bob. Got about seven or eight.
Okay, I copy that.
Gee, you got a bag?
Yes, sir, right here.
How you doing?
My hands are getting tired.
That's 501. Now, there aren't a lot, but that'll fill up a bag.
This kilogram of sample site, too?
I'll have to look. I think so. I think they all are, aren't they?
Practically. And this is one that we'd like to get the kilogram of soil from, Jack.
Okay. I'll use my scoop for that. That 501.
Copy that, team.
Okay, what do we have left here? We want to get I got the hot pan.
Dave, let me look.
I
used up all the time, but we did.
Okay, my pan, by the way, I got extensive vertical coverage down in the Nansen, Bob.
Okay, copy that, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, the soil's getting them. I don't know where the hour went that it took to drive here.
Maybe time's different in space. Adventures in space and time.
We changed 2 hours and 40 minutes. I don't know whether that makes us older or not, but...
Oops.
Try again.
I got half of it. I got three quarters of it.
502, Bob, will be the kilogram.
Copy that.
And that sample down to about 4 centimeters.
Don't get too close to your chair.
Okay. Oh, that's a big bag full. You want to put it in mine?
Sorry. I can't feel it. Might as well,
How's your cooling, okay?
Cooling's fine. My hands are tired.
Yeah, that's natural. Okay.
Okay, guys, do you see any more different blocks up here that are worth sampling before you get down onto the flats and sample the light metal?
We haven't had a chance to look around any more than you've heard.
Okay.
You want a rake and a light mantle here?
We'll want a rake and a light mantle. You might as well get that down by the rover later on. And
get an after. Get an after, Gene. Gene, get an after.
Yeah.
Got it.
And you might look around
for
a couple of 5 minute samples there up on the slopes of the seat before you move down the flatter light mantle areas by the rover to do the other sampling.
We will. Okay, Bob, Jack got the befores on the rake, and I got the after.
Okay, we have that.
Okay, Bob, here, two rocks side by side, meter or two in diameter, and one is the and on the civic capital, if I can use the term, and the other is the is that two-cycle pressure. First way to come downhill.
Just don't stub your toe.
Yeah, that's the way to come downhill.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah.
Set up right there. Let's get that big clamp. There's a flare for pressure right in there. I want to get the
The clamp.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Good eye.
Good eye.
Big white clamp.
Good
in
eye.
The, gray matrix pressure.
Good eye.
Man, that's the prize.
Let me get this over here so I can.
And I think you can even get it.
I get both sides. I'm gonna get this big.
Yeah, I think I can get that. I'm gonna try. Oh, I can't believe the trouble I have with S-dot. Okay.
Now I want to try and take this piece off first.
Pretty hard, isn't it? That boat is going to roll. Man, that is hard. There's the same class over there. Well, we just, that clamp is soft. Can you use your blade in? Now, let me get that loop piece anyway to start with. Got it.